Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is very exciting because we have in studio with us not one, but two Miss Hastings. We have Miss Hastings 1980, don't tell me, three, I think.
That's right.
And we also have the brand new Miss Hastings, Jasmine Kotek. She was recently crowned at Crossroads Church, and we're so excited to have her in studio. So we welcome both of you. Great to see you both.
Thanks for having us, Mo. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So, Janelle, I want to just say you are here, though, not as Miss Hastings 1983. You are here as the executive director of the Miss Hastings Scholarship Competition.
That's right. That former ship has sailed. And the latter one is just so rewarding.
Oh, that's so nice. Jasmine, welcome to you. We're so happy that you're here. I have to think about this. Are you 2021 or 2022?
2022.
Okay. So we're moving ahead into the new year. Well, congratulations to you. So first of all, Janelle, let's hear from you. You have not had the opportunity to have a competition like this for, was it 800 and some days?
Oh my gosh, I just quit counting. But we were supposed to have a competition in July of 2020, and the Miss America organization canceled every event across the board, local, state, and their national competition in early May of that year. And so we've been biding our time. We had our state competition after most of the girls agreed to stay on an extra year, and I should call them young women, actually. And so in late June, we had our Miss Minnesota 2021 competition. And now we are back with a full local competition season that runs typically from July through late February, early March of each year.
I know how excited you were for the competition. So let's talk about the competition that you recently had. You had some wonderful candidates, and we're so happy for Jasmine.
Thank you.
Jasmine, we're very excited. So Jasmine Kotek, tell us about yourself, please.
Oh gosh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Oh, it's been a whirlwind of a few days, but my name is Jasmine Kotek, as you said, and I am your Miss Hastings 2022. I currently am a senior at Minnesota State University Mankato, and I'm double majoring in secondary mathematics education and communication studies. I'm a full-time dance coach for the Northfield Highliners dance team. I also help coach girls on the run. Besides that, I am currently doing some student teaching at the Faribault Middle School, and I am just also a full-time student with that being said, and I'm just so excited to get this year going.
So you like to be busy.
I love to be busy. I thrive off of being busy, truly.
Tell us a little bit about how you grew up. I know you're a Dakota County resident.
I am originally from Faribault, Minnesota, but I moved to Lakeville and I graduated from Lakeville North in 2017. I was a 3-year member of the Faribault Emeralds dance team, and then I transferred to Lakeville. I grew up playing violin and piano. Specifically, I played violin all of high school and I really enjoyed that. Besides that, I always danced. I started in 7th grade, which was a little late in the game, but I danced all of high school through various studios and on teams. I won the 2015 state championship with my team, and that's why I coach today, because I've always loved dance. Besides that, I have always taken my academics very seriously, love school, and truly that's why I'm going, as one of my degrees is education.
Your student teaching right now, what's that like?
Well, I will actually start in the classroom this coming Monday, so I have not started.
They're going to think they won the lottery when they see this.
I hope. I love being in the classroom. It's so fun, and I'm with middle school students this year, so that's going to be exciting. I have a variety of classes. I have some 6th, some 7th, some 8th, and there's also a college readiness class I'm in.
Oh, dear.
Besides mathematics courses. So I think that's going to be really exciting to see just a different area of teaching and content.
So college readiness, that isn't necessarily math then.
I have absolutely no idea what it's going to entail.
Okay.
But I'm very excited for it. It has a lot of the AVID students in it. So AVID is a program in the Faribault School District that just helps really propel students into the future and have them pursue a higher education. So again, bringing that college readiness in, I'm excited to see just how our schools equip students for the future and have a better grasp of that myself.
So wonderful. It's going to be just great.
I'm so excited.
Yes, well, you should be. So what all have you done since you have been crowned Miss Hastings?
Well, it's only been about 72 hours. Is 72, 24 times 3 is 72, yes.
Well, you're the math major. Do the math.
I do question it sometimes. You know, I actually just did a presentation on mental math and how it's important, and I'm struggling to do 24 times 3. But I've not gotten a lot of sleep. I've eaten a lot of snacks, I'll be honest. I got ice cream yesterday. I've been trying to be very healthy. So that was exciting. I got a Reese's Blizzard at Dairy Queen and it was phenomenal.
Love it.
But besides that, dance season started. So I've been working with my girls again full time and that's super exciting. Besides that, just school and planning already for this year as Miss Hastings. Me and Janelle met just prior to this and really kind of started to decompress and discuss everything going forward.
So what is your most exciting thing you're looking forward to this year? Let's give a little bit of your background. You have been in the Miss Minnesota competition system for a little bit. Tell us about your background.
Yes, I first competed a couple falls ago. I can't remember the year specifically, but I had competed in the Miss Winona organization competition. I saw a flyer in my dorm room and I decided to give it a go and I fell in love with it. So since then, it's been quite a wild, long ride and a year and a half of COVID in there too. But I stepped up as Miss South Central last year and competed at Miss Minnesota this last spring. And that was a truly just a wonderful experience.
What'd you think of the judges there?
Oh, they were great. Maybe I'm biased though, since you may have been one of them. They were phenomenal though. It was so interesting. Just the variety of backgrounds and what they all brought to the table. Truly, they were phenomenal and great. So I was honored to be there and just...
So this system, Janelle, explain exactly what the Miss Hastings Scholarship Competition is. It's a feeder into the Miss America program, and I think that has gone through some reiterations in the last couple of years. So tell us a little bit of background.
That's right. The Miss Hastings Scholarship Program is a part of the umbrella organization called Hastings Educational Scholarship Program Incorporated. That is our 501c3 and our legal name. So when you make donations to our organization, it is tax deductible. And as such, we are part of the Miss America organization as an official local program. So anyone who wins the title Miss Hastings will go on to the Miss Minnesota competition the following June. It's always in June. It was in June when I was Miss Hastings. And to build our program, the first year we were very blessed to have three young women from Hastings. It's been a challenge to get our community to become familiar enough with the organization, to know what it's about, to know the benefits of participating as a young woman with our program and how it actually gives them a step up with their peers to be profession ready. It's been a challenge to recruit candidates despite the benefits there. And a couple years ago, I made the difficult choice to open it instead of keeping it a closed boundary within the school district. And I cried a lot of tears because I really want this opportunity for the young women of Hastings. And so did the candidates that we recruited. And Jasmine was one of them. But you know, our city should be so proud of the fact that they had three exemplary candidates at that competition 2 years ago, and all three of them were on the Miss Minnesota stage as semifinalists last June, and one of them was a first runner-up. And I sat there and watched them like, there's my girls. I hope our city is proud of our organization because look at what we helped them accomplish. And so we are blessed to have two young women from Hastings step up as candidates. And I sent an invitation out to Dakota County residents to get three, so because we need three to crown. And we worked so hard to establish this organization that we want to see it keep moving forward to keep that momentum for the young women of Hastings and eventually add a teen program. I'd also love to see a princess program added to our organization because that's a mentoring program. There's no competition involved, but it's something that we do for girls from ages 5 through 12. We have our teen title holder when we get one, but our Miss title holder, they mentor these young girls and should help them prepare for the idea of competing and succeeding, not only academically in school, but thinking about what they want their future to look like and have fun while they're doing it.
Jasmine, when you first started in the competition season, when you saw the flyer in your dorm room, had you been to a local competition before?
Never. I had absolutely no idea what it was, what it entailed, or what I was getting myself into at the time.
What were your preconceived notions about it?
Oh, definitely very stereotypical that it was a beauty pageant and that the world peace answer, Miss Congeniality. We're giggling because I actually brought that up in a mock interview a couple weeks back, maybe. But I definitely thought it was way different than it was going to be. But truly, it is so much more, you know. They always stress the sisterhood, and it's so true. Like, us three candidates that competed for Miss Hastings, we were really close, and it was so fun, and we all grew so much together. It was great. And just everything else, you grow so much as a person, too. I always refer back, when I first competed, I cried in my interview. They asked me a sad question, in my defense, but I really just didn't feel confident in my own answers or who I was, and the growth from there to now is so immense that I'm so thankful for it.
Well, I think that that is something that we hear over and over and over again. And Janelle, I know you want to speak about the other candidates that threw their name in the hat and the growth that you saw.
Absolutely. It's the biggest reason why I do this job. The people who are part of the Miss America organization that supervise the different locals and state competitions, we're volunteers. We don't get paid to do this. We do it because it's a labor of love, because we know what is capable of helping the young women of our region and of our country to accomplish. So the other two candidates were Julia Krzyzewski, who just graduated from Hastings High School and is now a freshman at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. And boy, Julia is just a gem. I call her a diamond in the rough. When I first met her at her job in town when I was out doing fundraising, and there she was, and we struck up a conversation, and she was just so genuine and warm. And I thought to myself, this lady needs to be part of our organization. And she said, what? And I said, yeah. And I was so proud of her on that Miss Hastings stage, because she has developed. So we went through the process of creating her resume, and these resumes are contemporary resumes that are actually being used now. You see templates on Etsy and whatnot for resumes, and it's just beautiful what they do. And to see her say, I can really put that on my resume, I says, girl, this is your time to shine. This is your time to tell other people about you so that they will say, huh, what's going on here? Let's ask some questions. This is your time to sell yourself. And to see her make that connection and her eyes light up and say, oh yeah, wow, I got to do that. I got to be there for that. And that's priceless. And then to help her learn how to put together her social impact initiative statement. And they have to develop as part of the organization a cause that they want to advocate as their time as a title holder. And they can do that as a candidate to build up to the competition, to show the experience that they have with that initiative. So the statement is actually a proposal. A lot of jobs require the job position to learn how to, or to at least be able to do a proposal, so that when you have a job that you want to accomplish, you're ready to do that. So this essentially puts them head and shoulders ahead of their peers. And the other candidate, Jocelyn Giefer, she moved to Hastings recently, and she had experience elsewhere with the organization and was really excited to be part of this process. And even though she's done this before, she said she learned so much more as part of the process, and she hopes to go on. She's a graduate and hopes to go on to earn a degree for teaching. So she's got some scholarship money to do that.
You know, I think the scholarship piece is what distinguishes this organization from any other quote-unquote pageant system, is that the money goes directly to furthering your education. And I know, Janelle, you mentioned the social impact piece. Would you be so kind, Jasmine, and tell us about your social impact initiative, because I think it's a real important one.
Absolutely. I love my social impact initiative. The title of it is called MIND, and that stands for Moving in New Directions Towards Mental Wellness. And it's really mental health advocacy, but making it focus on mental wellness, because everyone can focus on their mental wellness, where not everyone will suffer directly from a mental illness. So I think it's important to make it adaptable and accessible to everyone. So I focus on three specific areas of education, influence, and unity in that social impact initiative. Bringing education to the classrooms and our community on mental health, being a positive influence, and really sharing my own story of mental illness and bringing that to empower others to share theirs and address their mental health and really take hold of their mental wellness and become the best version of them. And lastly, unity, and that's to build resilience in our community, bringing that education influence to all generations and everyone truly in our community to make sure that we all have those resources that are accessible and attainable. I focus in my social impact initiative on past work. I have helped found a 501c3 nonprofit, and recently, even at Minnesota State University, we passed a part mental health bill, and they just actually put in to D2L a Maverick mental wellness course, and that's accessible to every student on campus.
Congratulations.
And that was part of my work, so I thought that was super neat. And then I also, to make it really fun with kids, and specifically because I love to work with children, I work to implement the Exhale Project, which is a bracelet making project, but you pick a positive word that inspires you to inhale the positives and exhale the negatives. And kids, or anyone, even myself, I have so many of these bracelets, you put that word with little letter beads onto a bracelet and you wear it. And that serves as a positive reminder to yourself to focus on your mental wellness as well as to others. And it sparks that conversation of mental health, really just removing that stigma that still is in our society surrounding it.
Well, I think it's very brave that you have really been so open and honest about your own struggles. Do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Most definitely. I think it's important to become comfortable, and I've learned so much about myself just by opening up with it. As a senior in high school, I was diagnosed with both clinical depression and generalized anxiety disorder, and I truly, really struggled. Treating mental health is not one size fits all, and I went through a lot of trials and tribulations in figuring out what worked for me, and to this day, I can say I'm a lot more confident and at peace with who I am and what I can do, but it took a long time to get there. So just with those stories of myself, I can use that to empower others, and that's what I try to do.
Was it something that you knew you were struggling with, but you couldn't put your finger on it? I mean, as a high school kid, it must have been kind of difficult for you.
It was hard. I knew it was there for a long time, but I remember specifically it was the fall of my senior year. I came home from dance practice and I sat in the bathroom just crying and sick, actually physically sick, because I was so worried about dance team tryouts. And I was a state champion dancer. I shouldn't have
You
been
were
worried.
A good dancer.
I was very. Yeah. And I was at the point that I thought nobody liked me, my coaches didn't like me, that I wasn't good enough to be there. And they were all just these thoughts that I don't know why they ever would have been in my mind. And I just struggled to, you know, go to school and even get out of bed. And it was a really hard conversation. But I remember that night specifically, my mom getting home and just really saying I couldn't do this alone anymore. And that's when I really took control of what I was dealing with.
Well, congratulations. Look at you.
Thank
you. You're doing so great. And I know that you're going to continue to empower people, to impress people, to inspire people.
Thank you.
And we are so tickled to have a new
Miss
Hastings.
I'm even more tickled to be here.
We're so excited for you to get to know the community a little bit better. And who better than Miss Hastings 1983 to show you around. So it's all good. We want to thank our guests today. This has been so wonderful to get to know the new Miss Hastings. Jasmine Kotek, she's Miss Hastings 2022, so continue to watch her this coming year, and we will root her on when she competes at the Miss Minnesota Scholarship Program, which will be next June of 2022. We also want to thank our guest executive director of the Miss Hastings Scholarship Competition, Janelle Bainey, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.